My sermon for this morning is based upon the scripture reading from Psalm 116, where we are told, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." So far, the word of God. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father, here and now, we, the saints who are here, worshiping You, whether online or in this building, give You thanks for those saints who have gone before us, and we know that it's precious in Your sight. May we never forget that. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Somewhat of a riddle this morning. Do you know a question that you cannot answer yes to? Are you sleeping? How about this one? Do you know a question you cannot answer? If you are you dead? You can't answer that. If you are, do you realize the millions and millions and millions of books that are being sold today on near-death experiences? And people are making a lot of money. In fact, I'm sure some of you have read those books. I want you to know, I've read two of them. People ask me about them. And I have to give a response, and usually it goes like this. Well, I'm sure many of the people who write these books are sincere, but some can also be sincerely wrong, like the book that has sold millions and millions of copies, The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven. When that boy grew up, he publicly announced, "It's a lie, he never went to heaven. It was just a made-up story by his father." What do we do with all these books that talk about near-death experiences? We have to just be real careful and always stand them up against or compare them to what the Bible says. Are there near-death experiences in the Bible? Yes. Jonah, the big fish. Hezekiah, 15 years at it. Paul was stoned. Paul went to the third heaven or heaven paradise and came back. But in the Bible, no one is allowed to talk about it. Not even Paul. He was given a thorn in the flesh because of it. Are there death and resurrections in the Bible? Many. But no one talks about it except Jesus. Jesus talks about His life, death, resurrection, about what life will be like in heaven. He talks about heaven and hell. So really, the only thing we need to know is the truth that Jesus proclaims. All we need is His divine words found in this incredible divine book, the inspired, inerrant Word of God. And we know everything we know about life, death, and the resurrection. Today, I don't want to speak to you about near-death experiences. I want to speak to you about nearer to death experiences that happened to me this past week, the last 7 days with God's saints. It was last Sunday. I went to Grand Lake and I met with David Hitzman, Dr. David Hitzman, and Rita Hitzman. David Hitzman is struggling with pancreatic cancer and liver cancer, stage 4. And as he explains the pain and the anguish and the gut that never, ever seems to heal, how miserable it is to go to the airport sick and wait in line and go to the hospital, sick, waiting in line for some procedure or some doctor in an uncomfortable wheelchair. I think about how I hate airports and hospitals and to be sick. He cried. And I cried with him, just imagining the pain and the anguish. Man, I have looked up to for over 30 years. And he's just bent over in pain. Then I went to see Gene and Kathy Dino, who couldn't wait to tell me that they are with us every Sunday on their big TV through modern technology. Good morning, Gene and Kathy. Good to have you with us again. And how they just want to be in church. David Hitzman just would love to walk through those doors healthy. They say, we're there in spirit, Pastor. You got to know this. And if you would see Gene and his cane and his arm that doesn't work and his leg that doesn't work and how he moves, you'd understand why he can't come to church. And then there's Alice Larson, who's in an assisted living facility because she's going blind. All she can do is get around on a little cart, but she has to be so careful because she can't see anymore much. And I sit there and talk to her about life and death and realizing that I have macular degeneration just like she has. Then I go to see Walt Metzger, who's for years and years on his leg and on his thigh, a urine bag is strapped. And now he's in an assisted living, kind of trapped in his room. He says, Pastor, I just wake up every morning wanting to bless somebody and tell him about Jesus. Then I go to see Regina Snackenberg. Regina, we love you. We haven't forgot about you. And she's so proud to tell me on her little tablet she can be in church with us. And she'd love to come to church, but she can't because she too is trapped in a wheelchair in an assisted living facility. We had Bible study together this past week, and I talked to her about heaven. And we looked at the Bible and what it says about heaven and how we get there. Oh, she was just so elated. And then I went to see the oldest member of our congregation, the oldest saint among us, Helen Spielman, who up to this year, lived by herself. And now she's in an assisted living facility, wheelchair bound. And over the years I visited with her, she tells me about all her hundreds, literally over 100 children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and how she remembers every one of their birthdays and sends them a birthday card, and how they don't necessarily respond back to her. And I know it's true because every year of my life, she has sent me a birthday card with a gift. She remembers me. And all she wants to do is come to church. And Marv Dunzing tells me this morning, Sid, good morning to you. We love you. We haven't forgot about you. And how she's watching every Sunday us. And she's here while her husband is here. Nearer to death experiences. We all have them. Every day you're alive is nearer to your death. All Saints Day is a day we remember the saints who are alive and well, living among us, who trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who know that the only way they're going to get to heaven is through Him. And you know what they want? Those who are nearer to death than you and I, Most likely this one, they just want to be here. With God's saints celebrating Sunday. But they can't. But you can. And God bless you for being here. But we have to remember all the saints. And on a day like today, we remember those saints who have gone before us. We all have those moms, dads, brothers, sisters, pastors, teachers who have shown us the way. My mom, Joanne, and my dad, Erlen. I'll never forget them. But we as a congregation can't forget the saints who the past year have gone before us. Please open up your bulletin. Turn to the page of all the saints we'll be remembering. Members of this church, many of you remember Lana Ruark. Meals on Wheels servant, devoted. Precious in the sight of the Lord was her death. In her last few months, she didn't recognize me, but when I'd walk into that room, she'd smile. Ain't that right, Larry? Larry was by her side every day. Emmett Terrell. Very quiet man who in his last days he had to have a towel over his eyes and pillows on his ears because any sound or light was so painful for him. He couldn't stand it. But Virginia was there for him, his loving wife. Some of you remember Patty McClure. She'd come with her little cart. And she'd come into church, go downstairs with the elevator, and she just loved being among God's people. She died with no family in a nursing home. But she wasn't alone. Jesus was there with her, and she knew it. She knew where she was going, and she couldn't wait. She told me again and again. Dan Voss, many of you remember the struggles just to get through those church doors and sit down. He was going to come to church, high water, and in the home. That's all he talked about was getting back to church, getting back to church, getting back to church. And Linda, God bless you. You were there for him. Connie Barrett died alone. That is no family, but the Lord was with her. Oh, she wanted to come to church, and she would come to church every Sunday, but the van she drove broke down every other day. And when she had the gas money, which wasn't all often, she'd come through those doors, sit down, and some of you will remember, she cried like a baby. All the time, walking around, so happy to be with the saints, just to be in church, because it was a journey, it was an adventure, it was the hardest thing to accomplish to get to church because of her van and no finances and no gas. She'd call me crying, I just want to be there, Pastor. Mike Kelleher. Quiet man, but in his dark eyes you'd see the faith. He too died of stage 4 pancreatic cancer and liver cancer. Extreme amount of pain. And Virginia, and the family was there as saints. Years ago, I'd explained this by first service and second service because many people didn't know who was in first service, who was in second service. But today, it's 3 services. Bud Hale, a beloved member of our third service, went to his glory. For all the saints who from their labors rest, nearer to death experiences in just 7 days. But I'm here to tell you that every one of you in this room and listening to my voice will have a near death experience that you don't need to read about in any other book than the Bible. Listen to what the Bible says about your near death experience that you will absolutely, positively have, and I will. And the only truth we need to read is the Bible. Listen to your near-death experience yet to come. I tell you this, brothers and sisters, Paul writes, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Remember, Jesus told the disciples about Lazarus who died. He's asleep. Oh, then let's let him sleep. He'll do better. Jesus said plainly, he has died. Paul says, listen, we will not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and the dead will be raised imperishable. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, the trumpet will sound. For the perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your victory? Death is swallowed up in our victory. The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father, today we remember the saints who are alive and well and trust in you, who are all around us here and in many different places. We remember the saints who've gone before us, knowing that's our destiny because of Jesus Christ. Amen.